award-winning 90.3 WHPC HD Garden City.
Listen on your smart speaker.
Play WHPC.
And available on Odyssey, TuneIn, iHeart, and on the WHPC app.
90.3 WHPC.
Wednesday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Tom Ryan. My lovely wife, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well with you for the next hour. And thank you for joining us. I hope you can stick with us for the next 60 minutes. Now, I'm in a bit of a rush to get right to the bottom of things here because I've got a long album. As you know, on Wednesdays, I like to play an entire album. We have the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40, 500 albums that never made the top 40 here in America. And this is all based upon the American charts. So this is an album that was a big hit in England, number three there, but only number 70 in the States. So this is on our alternative list. And it's the fifth album, studio album, by the band Genesis. It's called Selling England by the Pound. Now, it's a long album, like I said, but before I start, I have to give some sort of an introduction here. If I were a chef or a restaurant owner and I hated carrots, does that mean that I should never put carrots on my menu in the restaurant? Wouldn't that be stupid? You've got to overcome your own prejudices. So when my selections of these 1,000 albums, the 500 on each list, I realized that I had to be honest with myself and sometimes get my own taste out of the way. And that's exactly what I needed to do with this Genesis album. I am starting this introduction with the underlying feeling that I am about to sell my soul to the devil. Strong opinions of like, dislike usually stem from a deeply personal space. So to contradict my own instinct feels like abandoning integrity for the sake of populism. I say this up front because I have never appreciated the music of Genesis. Among those who write critical analyses of pop music, I am a distinct minority in this regard. So for years, I felt determined to fix this shortcoming or prejudice of mine. Unlike most people, I don't always listen to music for the purpose of pleasure. Do I, Heidi?
No. Sometimes to the point of pain.
All right. I often approach it as a job of sorts. For example, I don't simply ignore critically acclaimed music that I dislike. Instead, I bask myself in it over and over again until some of the factors that cause others to praise the music start to sink in. I have gone back to Genesis again and again, and again, to see if I might glean some elemental trait that I previously missed, but I always seem to come up empty-handed. With Genesis, the barriers actually seem to get higher, not lower.
Oops.
My own personal tastes had evolved toward music that is organic, without overt fussiness, but deeply connected to the human psyche. Somebody once said that great music often consists of little more than three chords and the truth. And although that expression is flawed, one chord is all that is necessary in many cases, it is a powerful axiom that translates to keep it simple, stupid. And classic Genesis never, ever kept it simple. Music patterns shift with the unpredictability of ocean waves. Time signatures rearrange themselves so often that you need a calculator to know where you are. And melodies abandon any sense of relation to tradition. I find this trait particularly annoying because on the band's 1973 release, Selling England by the Pound, which we are about to play, they make a point about how the spirit of Ye Olde England is getting lost. And yet their own music seemed to stomp roughshod through the garden of classic English folk, burying any possible relationship to their past under synthesizers and indecipherable lyric imagery that bore no relation whatsoever to England's vast and ancient music tradition. I'll finish this, but I'm going to play side one first in its entirety because it's a long side. It's about 25 minutes. The songs you will hear are Dancing with the Moonlit Night, as in K'night, I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe, Firth of Fifth, and then the fourth song is called More Fool Me. Try to enjoy this more than I do.
Can you tell me where my country lies? Said the uniform to his true love's eyes. It lies with me, cried the Queen of Maybe. For her merchandise, he traded in his prize. Paper late, cried a voice in the crowd. Old man dies, the note he left was signed Old Father Thames. It seems he's drowned, selling England by the pound. Citizens of hope and glory, time goes by. It's the time of your life. Easy now, sit you down, chewing through your wimpy dreams. They eat without a sound, digesting England by the pound. Young man says you are what you eat well. Old man says you are what you wear well. Bursting your belt that is your homemade chef. The captain leads this dance right on through the night. Join the dance, follow on till the grey of sunset. See them all. Follow on till the gold is cold. Dancing out with the moonlit night. Knights and the green shields stand and shout.
Right on through the night. Join the dance. time for lunch. Bum-da-dum-dee-dum. When the sun beats down and I lie on the bench, I can always hear them talk.
There's always been Ethel. Jacob, wake up, we got a tidy room now. And then Mr. Lewis, wasn't it time that he was out on his own?
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Down long before. the mountain cuts off the town from view, like a cancer growth is removed by skill. Let it be revealed. A waterfall is madrigal, an inland sea is symphony. La na 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 na. Sirens cry.
their pen until the shepherd leads his flock away. The sands of time were eroded by the river of constant change.
You never said goodbye, but when it comes round to you and me, I'm sure it will work out all right. And you'd be the one who was laughing and giving me something I don't need. You know I'd always hold you and keep you warm. Oh, more fool me. Oh, but when it comes round to you and me, I ask myself, do I really believe in your love? Yes, I'm sure it work out all right.
All right, this, am I up? Mm-hmm. Play side two. Is it going? All right, I was going to say, I'm going to let this next track go, and I'll come back and I'll talk on the track after this because that's an instrumental. So here's side two from the Genesis album, Selling England by the Pound.
Thank you. billion drummers lay stand very still. The thumpers shout, they all start to clout. There's no guns in this gentleman's bout. And Georgie moves in on the outside left with a train flying round his head. And Harold Demira from our literature nips up the nearest tree.
That's why we're in the battle of it. left hook is the best no green butcher, but he's counted on the right by mixed chain gang fight. And liquid Len with his smashed bottle men, he's lobbing Bob the knob across the gova with his kisser in a mess. Bob seems under stress, but don't the joke, it's Len right in the mouth. And how demure, he's still not quite sure. Five acorns from out of his flame.
Up above the crowd, it's like a silver cloud,
done proud. The bold and brazen brass seen darkly through the glass.
The butler's got jam on his rails, Roy Doe's out of the lot with tea from a silver pot, just like any picnic.
As the next instrumental track is to begin, I'll drop in my own finishing thoughts here. I must admit, my introduction was exceedingly harsh, so may I backtrack a bit? Despite my own impressions, I felt that I would be remiss to exclude Genesis from any list of great alternative albums, like I said about The Chef earlier. So I swallowed humble pie whole and immersed myself in what many regard as the band's best album, this one. Once again, like Sisyphus pushing the same boulder up the same hill, I set out to discern sense from absurdity, as if paying for my own sins. There's got to be an easier way to go about this business. But, and I am not kidding, this time things were different. Melodies intrigued me. Peter's elliptical tales amused me. I even started to tap my foot as I took pleasure in their occasionally convoluted time signatures. My first thought was, this can't be happening. But I've played Selling England by the Pound 5 times now this week. I'm listening to it as I speak these words, obviously. And I am learning to like it more and more. Practice makes perfect, I guess. Or perhaps redundancy breeds familiarity. But either way, I can genuinely endorse Genesis now, especially Selling England by the Pound. I'm not some happy-faced idiot who accepts the album blindly. I still see the cracks in the pavement, but I no longer sustain a blind ignorance. Its creativity is undeniable, from the imaginative and literate wordplay to the uplifting melodies that surely make this an important album in the development of progressive rock. My ears have been opened. I know Genesis fans will mock me for my stubborn, ridiculous path to acceptance, but I hope they'll at least realize that I came about this honestly. True believers might not condone my backhand compliments or will never forgive my lifelong ignorance, but regardless of the mockery, I am still born again. You may love the band or you may hate them, but ignore them at your own peril. 30 years ago, I despised selling England by the pound. Now I genuinely appreciate it. At last, my conscience is clear. Before I go, I'd like to dedicate this show to David Sutton, a self-described Brit who lives in France, who somehow still manages to listen to each and every show that we, Heidi and I, do here. I'm sure he would just like to see me relax, enjoy the album, and chill. Well, he wrote to ask me why I skipped earlier Genesis albums, and I guess I finally provided my answer. Thanks for asking, David, and keep listening. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Her skin with pretty smells concealing to appeal. I will make my bed, she said, but time to go. Can she be late for her cinema show? Cinema show. Scurries up the stair with head held high and floral tie, a weekend millionaire. I will make my bed with her tonight. He cries, can he fail, armed with his chocolate? Crossed between the bones.
of all he has lived through. I have crossed between the poles. To me there's no mystery. Once a man like the sea I raged. Once a woman like the earth I gave. But there is in fact more earth. Thank you.
said old Tesseract loud. Easy love, there's the safe way home. Thankful for her fine fair discount, Tess cooperates. Still alone in oh hello, see the deadly nightshade grow.
This show on-